Welcome back to the FXW podcast on the upcoming play, Fiddler on the Roof. This is the fourth and final episode highlighting our musical. I'm Chaitin, and I'm here today with
Mia,
Angela,
and Francis.
We will be discussing fun facts about the play, comparing the junior version, the version we're doing. We'll also be asking many actors what they think the audience should know about the play. We hope you enjoyed all the podcast episodes on the Fiddler on the Roof musical, and that you can join us on January 23rd and 24th. So, to start us out, we have Mia's section on fun facts about the Fiddler on the Roof musical. She'll be explaining some cool fun facts about the musical that'll sure intrigue you. Mia?
Thanks, Chaitin. I have researched a few interesting facts that you may or may not know about Fiddler on the Roof. To start off, there was a book of tales that was taken and modified to make the musical. The book was published in 1964 and written by Sheldon Harnick. This play, unlike many, was a so-called blockbuster success when it first came out, and it was said to have smashed all box office records in its day. Finally, did you know that Fiddler on the Roof got a Tony Award for Best Musical in 1972? That's all the interesting facts for today. Now back to Chaitin.
Those were some cool facts about the play, Mia. Did you know that we're going to be performing the junior version of the play? Here's Angela for more insight on that.
Thank you, Chaitin. I gathered some very interesting differences between the Broadway musical and the junior version that we will be performing here at HNC. Like any other musical or play, there are different versions of Fiddler on the Roof. These include different languages, different scenes, different props, and different songs. One difference between the junior version and the Broadway musical is that the original has some songs that we don't have in our version. The Broadway original has 17 songs, and our version has 10. All of these songs have been taken out of the junior version, along with the short scenes that are before and after. Changes are made in the ending of the play, which you will have to find out when you come see.
I didn't even realize some of those differences, Angela. You may not have guessed, but Francis will be interviewing cast members from the play. This will be helpful for you, the listeners, because it will provide insight and facts the actors want you to know before the musical. Francis?
To finish off our podcast, we thought you would enjoy hearing some words from our actors. We brought a few of them here, so they can tell you some things that they think you would like to know about the play before you watch it.
Hi, my name is Timothy, and I'm playing Tevye. And if you're coming to the show, you guys should get excited for the love song.
Hi, my name is Maxwell. I play Yussel. We worked really hard on this show, and it's really good, and I think you guys will love it.
Hello, my name is Cecilia. I play Golda in Fiddler on the Roof. And one thing I would say about our musical is it was really fun to put everything together, the costumes, the sets, all the dances, the singing and everything.
Hello, my name is Angelo, and I play Yussel in the play. He's a hat seller, and my favorite part of the play, which you guys would be very, very amazed by, is all of the dances, especially the wedding dance. It's very lengthy and very interesting, many parts to it. It's very fun to watch and very fun to do and dance to it.
I'm Clem. I am a son in the play, and my favorite part is before the play, researching and designing the sets and building them.
My name is Nikki, and I'm playing the role of Golda in Fiddler on the Roof Jr. I think that people will be most excited to see the choreography because it's came along very well.
Really looking forward to putting on the show for all of you. Now back to you, Jaden.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the fourth episode of FXW Podcast on Fiddler on the Roof. We hope you guys learned a lot about the musical and enjoyed this as much as you'll enjoy our production on the 23rd and 24th of January.